new bill has been proposed by our guests this week to allow people with concealed carry licenses to be on school grounds while carrying a gun. And the bill leaves open the option for schools themselves to decide whether people could carry a gun into the school as well if they carry that concealed carry permit.
Supporters of this bill in part say it would prevent a potential felony charge for parents dropping off their children. It requires them to not have to take off, remove, and then put back on their firearm when they're dropping off at school. Critics, though, say the bill would endanger students, teachers, and other bystanders. You can call in with your questions about this proposal, your thoughts on it right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What do you think of the idea of, in some circumstances, letting people with concealed carry firearm licenses carry their firearms on school grounds, public school grounds?
And the concern there from the sponsor is that this would be a felony offense for those who are found with that weapon on school grounds. As the law stands now, this law would change that, make it no longer an offense. And we want to know what you think about that. Critics saying this endangers teachers and students and innocent bystanders. Our guest today saying otherwise. You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Mary Lozick is with us now. She's the bill's principal sponsor. She's Wisconsin State Senator and Senate President. Senator Lozick, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for calling.
Well, why do you think Wisconsin needs a law allowing concealed carry permit holders to have guns on school grounds and maybe in schools themselves?
Okay, what's happening right now is we have a disconnect between our gun-free school zone law and our concealed carry law. Those that have concealed carry permits, so these are individuals that have applied to the state and deemed by the state to be meritorious of having a concealed carry permit, they may travel, they may go in a gun zone, a gun-free school zone, but they may not go on the grounds of the school. So what we have is a disconnect between the two bills. So a concealed carry permit holder will say, oh, I can go in a school zone. But then there's another piece of the law that says you cannot go on school grounds. So it's putting people in an awkward situation, particularly parents that drop their children off at school. So when they drop their children off at school, when they drive into the school property, they're felons because there is this disconnect between our gun-free school zone law and our concealed carry law.
Wait, so is there a difference between school zone and school grounds?
Correct. The gun-free school zone, that's 1,000 feet of school grounds, and then there's the actual grounds of the school. And I'm glad you bring that up because that's another very important issue. There isn't a good demarcation of what is school grounds and what isn't. There isn't a fence. There isn't a good demarcation of that. So someone, you know, where is it if you're going onto the property? Is it in the ditch? Or if you're walking in an area, walking from anything in the field to, you know, the sidewalk or whatever, where is this zone? It just isn't clearly marked, and it puts those with concealed carry permits in a very awkward situation of being a felon if they do those types of things. So I think we need to fix that glitch, and this bill is really nothing monumental in that sense. It merely is a technical bill, a follow-up bill, a fix bill, which we do a lot when we find an unintended consequence. And this is really an unintended consequence of the two laws, the gun-free school zone law and the concealed carry law.
So why not launch an awareness campaign, clearer demarcation about where these zones are, and ask those who have concealed carry permits to be mindful so that they don't forget to launch an awareness-raising campaign maybe of sorts and ask them to be responsible for leaving their firearms behind when they enter these zones? Isn't that maybe a path of least resistance rather than changing the entire law?
Well, remember what we have with the concealed carry permit. It's those individuals that have that permit. So they have been deemed to be meritorious to have it. So why would we have this awkward situation where, what do? You're going to take your kids to school, you go home, all of these situations that put them in, you know, that situation. It's just not a good way to serve our residents and our citizens. There's a glitch between the two laws, and it needs to be corrected. It needs to be fixed so people aren't in these situations. And the best way to fix it is to fix the disconnect between the two so individuals know, well, I can go in a school zone. Yeah, but you can't go on school grounds. Well, what are school grounds? Things aren't defined that well. So to make it very clear, I think it's very important. And remember, this doesn't open it up to anyone and everyone. It's only those that have that permit. It is not all citizens. It's not citizens that, you know, don't have a permit or people that aren't permitted to carry guns. No.
And there has been some harsh criticism from Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and others who've said that having guns in this environment, a school environment, on school grounds, possibly in schools themselves, is dangerous for children and for teachers and for bystanders in general. What do you say to that?
Well, what I would think that the fine mayor would do is look at the bill before giving a knee-jerk reaction and really reading the bill and knowing the detail to it, because that's not what it does. That is not at all what it does. It does not all of a sudden put guns in school buildings and put people that do not have permits on school property with guns. It does not do that. So I think rather than a knee-jerk reaction, one should look at the bill, one should listen to folks that are involved in that, and where Mayor Barrett, in terms of guns in the school, where he can be very influential and very persuasive in the Milwaukee public school system and have a policy that he's comfortable with, I think that he would probably be very successful. But by the same token, don't call other superintendents or policies throughout the state insane when local school districts believe they would like to develop a policy that they believe best serves their student population, their parents, the safety in their school districts. Some school districts may want to work with law enforcement to develop a protocol of safety within the school, and I don't think those people are insane or irresponsible. I think that they need to do what they believe is best in the school district that they are responsible for.
Let's take a caller now. We've got Mary joining us in Portage. Mary, hello.
Hello. I just wanted to make the point that as somebody who has to carry a gun every day of my life as a police officer, if these people who become qualified, so-called, to carry a gun, and as you can tell, I'm not in favor of this law, the concealed carry, that if they have the responsibility to carry that gun, then they should know when they have to take it off. And I believe that guns do not belong on school grounds. So I think that, you know, if there's some confusion, I think we should go to the broader scope of not allowing these guns in the school. There's enough guns already, and we don't need any more. So I'll take my comment off the air, and thank you for your time.
All right, Mary, thank you for that. And Mary gets at a question here about the law that's already in place that does not allow guns on school grounds. Why is that law in place in the first place, and what's changed other than the disconnect you're talking about the way we think about whether guns should be in schools or not?
And that's, as I said earlier, and as I repeat, what it is we have the law-abiding citizens that have gotten the concealed carry permits. It's what we're doing to those folks in terms of putting in the situation of being felons when they want to drop their children off at school, pick their children
up. Right, but I'm asking more about the situation in the schools themselves that led lawmakers initially to say, no, there should not be guns in schools. What has changed in our thinking about whether or not guns in schools are safe?
What this bill does is allow the school districts to decide. So it's not lawmakers, it's not me, it's not legislators. I do not believe the state should mandate that there should be guns in schools, and we should not prohibit the guns in schools and not allow school districts to develop a protocol with law enforcement about safety in their community. We have 400 school districts, there's different settings, there's different construction, there's just 400 probably different types of situations. So for the state to prohibit them from having a safety protocol, to prohibit them from working with local law enforcement, we should not be doing that. That should be the decision of those that are there and know the circumstances, know the community, rather than us saying one way or the other that you must allow this or you may not allow this. I do not believe the state should do that. I think the district should be permitted to have the authority to make those policies.
And what kind of support has the bill seen so far?
Well, what we're doing is circulating in terms of the legislature, and it's a very busy time right now because the legislature is having a lot of hearings and it's near the end of the session, so it's a bit of a very busy time within the Capitol. So legislators will review the circulation memo, and the time for co-sponsorship is now. So that is what's happening as we speak.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Wisconsin State Senator and Senate President Mary Lozick talking about her proposed bill to allow concealed carry permit holders to have guns on school grounds.